Episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid. Hello, everybody. This is a special report. July 3rd, Independence Day upon us. We are going to reflect on our independence today and the road ahead to maintain it because it is under attack in this country. So, we're going to talk all about it. We've got a big show today, free form, free flowing, pre-holiday edition. But I need you to help get this party started even on the day before the party start by rumbling this video. You just have to do that. That's the thumbs up on the browser. That's the thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of the Rumble leaderboards because it is the only place that we belong. So we've got a big show for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be too. And let's go. Hello, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is July 3rd, and I am joined in studio by he is the one and only, the most bass producer in the game. He is so hot on fire that he wears a hoodie in the 100 degree July 3rd heat. That is because producer Frankie is always, always on fire, ready to go. Frankie, how we doing?
Well, when the AC works, I like to abuse it a little bit. So it's a little cold in here today, but I like it. I like it for me. But hey, great to be here, Mike. I hope I can get a haircut.
The AC working. What a concept.
Yeah, you know, I didn't get my holiday haircut, but hey, it's okay. I'm taken. Who cares?
Well, that's right. Frankie's got to look fresh. But Frankie, the thing is, even though you're engaged these days, you still, I know you don't understand this because you don't get out of the studio much, but you got a lot of fans, buddy. You got a lot of fans, you know. I always tell people, you know, a lot of times, you know, you have a podcast, they do the show, and then you like never see them in the wild, right? Like a Steven Crowder, right? He does his show, but he's never anywhere to be seen. Like on the, it's true, right?
I mean, I think we know why.
It's like he's got his show, he's in his thing, he's got the bricks behind him, you know, in the room, and then you never see the guy. Like, one of the unique things about this broadcast and with me and kind of with Frankie, I guess, and even with this network is that we're out there, okay? Especially if you live in the New York tri-state area, you know that I am out there, okay? Out there running a group called the America First Republicans of New Jersey. And the America First Republicans of New Jersey have now done about 20 events for President Trump. And it's funny because all of the polling data reflects that not only is New Jersey in play, but the efforts in which we are undertaking to spread the Trump message, well, it might just be working. You know, when I took the stage at the Trump Wildwood rally on May 11th, the recent polling that I saw had President Trump down 5 points and 4 points. There was an Emerson College poll that had him down 5, and there was a McLaughlin poll that had him down 4. Now, I have heard from people that are running, you know, for different or various types of offices in New Jersey or who are polling out there right now, who are doing anything. Usually when a candidate is polling for office, they poll other questions other than just like, are you going to vote for this person, right? They do issues-based polling. And I'm told from multiple gubernatorial campaigns out there, okay, people who are running for governor in New Jersey, because there is a governor election next year, that no matter who's in the race or who's about to get in the race, anybody who's polling right now, that they even say, wow, you know, our poll says that President Trump, you know, is in contention in the state too. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. Like the favorables on President Trump right now are through the roof. And all of that really was exacerbated following the debate blunder and debacle from Joe Biden. I say it about the state of New Jersey. New Jersey is a purple state. New Jersey is a state that went red for Chris Christie. If it can go red for Chris Christie, definitely can go red for President Trump. And if Jack Cittarelli in 2021 could be within 3 points of winning it in a gubernatorial off-year election, well, I would say that President Trump has more enthusiasm in the party than Jack Cittarelli. So I would say that President Trump could win. And again, I'm talking a little about New Jersey right now, but here's the thing that needs to be understood is that the state hasn't gone red since 1988. President Trump is winning it right now in the polls. In a lot of these swing states right now, he's like getting to even. He's down 2 in Virginia. He's within a couple of points in New Hampshire. He's within a couple of points in Minnesota. He's within a couple of points in New York. Now, New York's the widest margin, but the fact that New York is within 7 is crazy.
Crazy.
So I've said this on my show before, and I'll say it again, is that when a candidate is within the margin in traditionally red or blue states, this happens both sides of the coin. When the candidate is within the margin in states that the DNC or the RNC doesn't have the budget and the resources allocated to it years in advance, well, then it creates a massive organizational advantage for the person who's making gains in these places where the other side said they'll never make gains. So what happens? Does the Biden campaign continue to bleed out and allow Trump to make these gains in the state? They never thought they would even have to do anything in a place like New Jersey. But now they're faced with a question, do we put paid manpower in a place like New Jersey and take it out of Wisconsin or take it out of Michigan or take it out of Nevada or take it out of, you know, any place where the Democrats think they could, you know, make a play to flip a state? Pennsylvania, especially. There's a lot of DNC staff in the state of Pennsylvania. They clearly know how to cheat in Pennsylvania, but that takes manpower and effort too. And when the electoral map is being expanded in such insane fashion, in a good way, like historically insane fashion, anybody who opposes President Trump, and we're going to get to that in a minute, but anybody who opposes President Trump is crazy. But with the map expanding in just such a historic fashion, the Democrats got to say, okay, are we going to take it out of Pennsylvania and move it to New Jersey? If we move it out of New Jersey, how do we have the manpower resources to, purport voter fraud in Pennsylvania? They need the manpower to do what they need to do. So do they say no and ignore it, and then all this polling data that's like staring them down in their face, then Trump just goes ahead up by 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 points in New Jersey? You have something to say, Frankie?
You know, you just got me thinking now, Mike. And, you know, after this election is underway, yes, I'm very curious. You know, now that the RNC, at least, they're pumping in all this money, right, for all these, you know, all these protections to get, you know, to avoid voter fraud and all these, you know, poll watchers, all these things. I'm very curious, Mike, because after that last election, when we went all through all these counties, we're like the bellwethers, all these different counties, we're like, this has never happened. This makes no sense. No one has ever won, and no one has ever lost while winning these certain, you know, it's nothing made sense. So I'm curious, Mike, once we re-audit the audit, this go around, what changes? And, you know, because it was just 1 year of like, this is as much fraud they could possibly push into the system. I'm curious to know, once there's protections in place, where we're at next year, you know? I mean, for this next election, because, you know, we've never been able to compare it to anything besides everything prior, right? And everything prior pointed to there was some malfeasance here in this election. So I'm very curious to know after this next 2024 election when we can compare and see, okay, where were we covered? Where were we protecting things and where it runs? I'm very curious. Very curious.
Well, you're absolutely right, Frankie. And they didn't have this in the cards, right? They didn't have this in the cards. They didn't think that they would need to be able to, again, they thought they'd be able to steal the 2020 election. They thought they'd be able to do January 6th. And they thought that everything would be wiped away. Like the things that Frankie's talking about, the statistical trends, the way the polling has moved, the way they would need to figure out a way to do it in 2024. I don't think they had that budgeted in. And I thought that based on everything we've seen over the last couple of days, especially with like the debate and stuff like that, that they thought they'd be able to quietly swap Biden out, maybe. Or they'd be able to hide him in the basement, and then once he gets in, they kind of like push him out the pasture in such a way. They didn't bank on Trump's success. They also didn't bank on the indictments and the arrests and stuff like that, making him more popular. And the importation of the third world being felt so harshly, not just in the major cities, but like, again, permeating out at the suburbs. They jam them up. The people don't know what to do at the local level. They put them on a bus. They send them to the suburbs. People in the suburbs of New York and New Jersey go, hold on a minute. I didn't even know this was a thing, right? Because they're living in their bubbles. Why do I have migrants in my community that came from Venezuela? Then they came to New York and now they're in my nice, beautiful suburb. How's that work exactly? That's happening. Yes, Frank.
I have, you know, Mike, I forgot to tell you this, bro, but I have some inside source, okay? I won't say who, but I'll just say that this person owns a security company, okay? And he actually was hired back when my family met him. He was working for the Yankees, and his security company was in charge of, you know, putting out security for all these different players and this and that. Now, one of his clients is the state of New York, and he's in charge of the Randall's Island in camps, right? Where all these illegals are. Now, he spoke to my parents about a week ago, and he said, you would not believe the shit show, Mike. He said that he has to, like, he'll get calls that, like, the Mexican groups are starting a war with the African groups. And they're like literally beating the crap out of each other. They have to get like, you know, law enforcement there breaking it up like every week. Yeah. This is happening. Literal war is going on. They're like, you know, gang wars. That's happening right now, Mike. Is that not insane?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Like that's straight from
and
the source.
It's funny. It's like who? Well, the illegals commit crimes, but how many crimes are committed by the legals? That was the feckless, disgusting quote direct from the vegetable in chief. The cops now have to go put their lives on the line to go break up gangland wars between African tribes and Venezuelan tribes and different rival Central and South American gangs. It's like that's like a whole sect of crime you've imported in. You literally, Frankie's got a great point. It's scary, Frankie. I can't believe you didn't tell me that until now.
I know.
But it's like, they didn't make a big deal at all. Oh, well, you know, well, the crime and, you know, legal citizens. This guy said it in the debate. Well, legal citizens, you know, also rape, you know, young girls. Actually, young girls are raped by their sisters, said Biden. But how about the fact that this makes cities and communities less safe, period, because you import tens of thousands of people where they come from a country that has no standard of law. They clearly have their gangs and their stuff like that. A lot of them would probably say, this is a great opportunity for me to get out of my home country where they want to, you know, kill me or arrest me or whatever. They let him out of the jail in Venezuela. They go on the way. Trump's absolutely right. Venezuelan crime has dropped. They come up through. They come to America. Why wouldn't they say, you know what, we could commit our crime in America. We can rob people. We can shoot people. We can steal from people. We can do low-level fraud. Oh, but we get debit cards and we get free food and we get free housing. So the cops then have to deal with that whole new sector of crime. You call it organized migrant crime that is sparked up. How are they dealing with like actual American criminals then? Right? Like, there's American crime. That's a fact. But the American crime becomes worse when the police officers who would be dealing with those criminals have to now deal with the migrant criminals because they're processing them into the facilities like camp counselors and then watching over them. And then they break out and cause chaos by the dozens, by the hundreds. And hold on a minute. This was supposed to be the tired, huddled masses, Frankie.
Bro.
Seeking asylum and fleeing oppression.
You know what? I'll even add to that, you know, just to show like, you know, what America is, you know, now and what like Venezuela, you know how they, Maduro with the tattoos or all the gang members, you know, if they have these tattoos, was that was Venezuela, correct?
Yes.
So, my and cousin.
Also El Salvador. The president of El Salvador also
So El Salvador, that was actually, so my cousin, it works in a, you know, he does trucking. He's a trucker and guy he works with is from El Salvador. And he was actually telling him, he's like, you know, it's great. This president has, you know, made all these rules and making it safer. But like that guy, that trucker, he has like a tattoo. It's not like a gang tattoo, but it's like a tattoo on his neck somewhere. He's like, you know, I actually can't go back to my own country because I'll be arrested if I go in. So he can't see his family. So he could live in here. He could live here. No problem. He can't go back there. That should be the situation with every migrant who can't come here because of the laws are so flipped that it's like, oh, they could stay in America. They can't go back to their own home country. We allow all these criminals. I'm not saying this guy was a criminal, but, you know, all these criminals, they're, you know, come here. Enjoy. This needs to be flipped in the next presidency. It needs to be. People should be scared to come here.
And Biden.
Talk to me.
Yes. And Biden, again, and I have no sympathy for him at all, because when he did have lucid brain thought, he said, to go off Frankie's point, he said, he literally, again, is angry joy boy. That was the early signs. Like his like unprovoked anger. It is all ridiculous that for the first time in our country's history, when people want to come to this country, they need to seek asylum outside of the United States. Yeah. Oh, wow. So we're not going to be a dumping ground for the first time, and they're going to have to seek the asylum on the Mexican side of the border. It's ridiculous that you don't pay taxes for these criminals and these gang members and these people bastardizing the system, and they're not kept in a facility that you pay for. He said, that is ridiculous. We've never seen that before. And he made it like it was a bad thing. But that's funny because that's a pretty interesting reversal from him building the cages. Who built the cages, Joe? Remember that?
He still brought
it
up, bro.
Reversal.
He brought it up at the debate. He's like, you built these cages. And like Trump didn't even have to mention it because the guy was already gone. But it was like, come on, dude. Don't you remember the last debate?
He was absolutely cooked. But it's like it's funny because the Democrat policy used to be like, obviously it was a sensible policy where they were trying to win votes. And like they had a different path to immigration. But if you look back in the day, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama at points supported a wall. like it wasn't in the cards at the time. They didn't get the marching orders to import the third world yet. They were doing a slow moving drumbeat of systematic institutional destabilization before they said, floodgates open, release and import the bullshit. Does that make sense? That's what happened. That's why they all change their tune. That's why I have no sympathy for Joe Biden at all, period. Nothing. I hope he rots. I hope he makes an embarrassment of himself. I hope Dr. Jill, Hunter Biden, they all should get what's coming to them. And Merrick Garland. It's unbelievable. So, listen, We're free-flowing today. It's pretty nice. We are going to take a quick break. Okay, we're doing a quick break right now. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some rhinos in our midst. Okay, I'm talking in the party. I started with talking about what's going on in New Jersey because of some of the recent events in New Jersey where the RNC, national leadership in this state, I'm not talking about the RNC, Laura Trump, but the people who are elected to lead the RNC in this state are causing massive problems, hurting Trump's momentum. We're going to talk about that, but first, we're going to take a quick break. Do not go anywhere.
Oh, I like that little Pokemon punch.
Boom, little boom. It was more like a umpire. You're out. You know. So,
let's not talk anyway, about baseball right now.
I want to thank you for tuning in.
Yankees are bad.
Yes, Yankees are doing great. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank you guys for watching today. And I want to thank you guys for being so supportive. Obviously, we're already at the midpoint of the year. And, you know, with the July 4th holiday coming tomorrow, it's a big milestone. It's a big day. I mean, we're literally with the conventions right upon us. Going to be headed to the convention here shortly. Delegate, rules committee. Ensuring the nomination of President Trump, the sentencing is upon us, Democrat National Convention is upon us, and then literally the election is right here. And what the hell is going to happen? I mean, this year has flown by in like epic proportions, okay? It's flown by in epic proportions. And I want to do some chat shout-outs and stuff like that. But first, we're going to talk about our sponsors, and then we're going to do some shout-outs. And the first sponsor of our broadcast making all of this possible are our friends on over at Genesis Gold Group. Guys, head on over to Genesis Gold Group's website, that is goldwithcrispy.com, right now, and diversify your portfolio if you haven't already done it. You need to do it, because right now the value of the paper dollar is absolutely eroding in real time. It is so bad. And here's the thing. It's not just like these giant amounts of gold and silver. You can own tangible amounts that you can hold in your wallet, okay? They're called the Prepper Bars from Genesis Gold Group. And you see it right there on the screen. It's a, well, that too, Frank. It's a store of value. No one's going to come steal it from you. It's a store of value, okay, that you can fit in your wallet or have locked up. And as you can see right there, it's almost like a chocolate bar, okay? But it's made out of gold and silver. And you see the pieces right there. That's because you could break it. And it's like the grams of like gold and silver. So you can like own pieces. Everyone's like, oh, you know, you could buy it and it's in your investment. Well, like, what about just owning pieces of it? You guys know Costco sold gold and silver like bars for like a week, and it was like sold out completely, right? Costco did that for a little while, famously talked about it sold out so quick they couldn't even get it back in stock. But you can go to goldwithcrispy.com right now and go ask them about the Prepper Bars. And I think the gold ones are actually sold out now, but you can get the silver ones, okay? You can get the silver ones and you can diversify. It's because I'm telling you guys, you gotta go with gold. You guys gotta go to Gold with Crispy quicker. You guys can get the silver ones and have a store of value and keep that forever in your safe, in your home, pass it down. Because the value of gold and silver in the last 10 years, if you bought it 10 years ago, it's gone up exponentially, your investment on that. So guys, it's a great way for you to own a piece of this and be invested in it with obviously the uncertainty of the dollar. Get in touch with them right now and they'll walk you through your options. They'll walk you through a path ahead. And here's the deal with Genesis Gold Group, guys. They're not like some of these other gold companies. They're the best. Transparent model, and they're faith-based folks, okay? That is why the great Mike Lindell has partnered with them as his gold company personally. So guys, goldwithcrispy.com. Go there today. Let's go. Okay. And now we're from our next sponsor, and it is iTarget Pro. Guys, we're talking about the migrant crimes, and we're talking about the craziness right now with the migrants. Here's the deal. You got to be able to defend your home now more than ever, and that's why you need an iTarget Pro. Okay, the iTarget Pro is your really your way to train at home with your firearm in the convenience of your home and not have, okay, to worry about spending money on costly ammo. You could save that ammo for the important things, okay? Save it for the important things, okay? So guys, iTarget Pro is the website and the promo code is Crispy. Use promo code Crispy for 10% off your order. You see it on the screen right there. You can get the iTarget cubes or you can get the traditional iTarget. They sync up with the app, okay? And you're able to dry fire with your gun, with the laser bullet in there and track it all in real time. It's an amazing product. My own father uses it. That's why I recommend it to you all today. iTargetPro.com, 10% off. Promo code Crispy. Let's go. All right.
Crushing. Frankie,
how we doing?
I'm fantastic, Mike. How you doing? Sometimes I don't know what to do with my hands. No, not as many clips.
Whenever.
Good to be here.
Whenever we're doing these free-flowing shows, Frankie doesn't know. Whenever I'm like, Frankie, you know what? It's the day before a holiday. We're just going freewheeling, free reign. We're just going to do it. Frankie's like, all right, Mike, let's see what you got.
We call it the Kevin special.
And we always got it. So that's right. We call it the Kevin Smith special. I'm on at 1 o'clock. Oh, it's 12:42. All right, let's see what's on the Bungino report. Just kidding. We love you, Kevin. We love you, man. There you go. So there you go. We love Kevin.
We're funny
Smith.
Today.
So, all right, guys, let's do some chat. Let's do some shit. Yeah, we are funny. Let's do some shout outs. Obviously, Vintage Little Gal. Vintage Little Gal, I see that you listened to my interview on WABC Radio. We're actually going to roll that interview for the people out there because that was a big interview with national implications based on everything we're talking about with these states. Veronica, talking about Steve Bannon. We had mentioned Steve Bannon yesterday. Roger had Natalie Winters on his show. And obviously, Steve Bannon now behind bars, but he's going to be appealing. And I'm telling you, it is just one of the saddest days for our country right now that they are trying to lock up so many people who are allies of Trump. And the narrative on the screen goes out there, MSNBC, CNN, and people don't stop for a minute and go, what the hell is going on here? Manders' mama, everything about Jill Biden gets on my nerves, especially her voice. I agree. What's worse, Jill's voice or Hillary Clinton's voice? Pretty interesting. What do you think, Frankie? Jill or Hillary Clinton? Who's more insufferable?
That's an impossible question. But I'd say Jill because Hillary's gone. We don't have to worry about her. We changed it. We gave her the nickname. We gave
Crooked H. Crooked H. Beautiful H. Forever 45 again says exactly. Revoke all pride. Revoke all pride, everything. Take back the rainbow. Yes, pride is dead. We never really had Pride Month this month. I feel like the Pride Month was more tampered down than usual.
You know,
but obviously those degenerate displays that we showed yesterday were utterly disgusting. It really was disgusting. And it's literally pedophilic. And anybody who is gay out there, because there are gay Trump supporters. If you're a gay Trump supporter out there, be like George Santos and reject the Pride Month perversion. Yes, yeah. Frankie.
You know, Tim Dillon, I was listening to him a couple days ago. That's a gay man, right? He leans more conservative, but he talks about all things, all sides. And he was mentioning something. It was so funny. And he was basically like, listen, what do gay people have, right? What do they, like, we normally, like, they have this sense of fashion, right? They're interior designers. They're this, they're that. They know what looks good. And he's like, what? Who designed this flag? Like, this will give an interior designer a heart attack. Like, it's the ugliest thing in the world. And he's like, can I just ask, as a gay man, like, what the hell's going on? It's just hilarious. It was an incredible spiel. It's like, the tranny, so true. The it's tranny, the ugliest the flag.
And we said it because they needed to, because these people are so depraved, they need to like squish everything in because they don't want to get like canceled.
Right.
Frankie, what happened?
Look.
Oh, there you go. Sorry, the multi-view just reset.
Okay. We're back.
We're good. Did you do that?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. We're good.
I don't know if you clicked that. That scared me.
scared
me there, buddy. Sorry, come on. I'm like, we're flowing and slicing and dicing. No warning. Just boom. What the hell?
I thought I was quick enough.
But anyway, I'm saying that.
Sorry about that.
I threw him off, buddy. I say about the flag is that they literally put so many things together. Now they got the crossways and the diagonal ways and the circles. And it's like they need to get every single group. And here's what I say. Here's what the black people say. Guess what? The blacks, the inner city blacks, they don't like gay people. They don't like it. And they especially don't like, it's just a fact. I'm literally just telling you a fact. Knowing people in the hood, I'm saying, like, they're the most homophobic people of anybody. And they don't jive with the Democrat Party going, oh, no, you're the same. They're like, no, why is the BLM movement now on your pride flag? Right? Am I right, Frankie?
It's insane. The disrespect, first of all. Like, we're talking about people that were, you know, judged on their actual race, right? And they, you know, the amount of, you know, the civil rights movement. How could you even think to conflate that? What?
Your civil rights has turned into tranny pedophile acceptance parade, okay? They're waving your movement on there on that flag. Okay. Huggy Bear says Jill Biden is a whore. Roseanne said it best. At this point, it's cruel to drag the senile old man around the country and have him humiliate himself. She is trying to cling to her useless status as first lady and doesn't care much about how that old man is exploited. Just ask her ex-husband about that. And how about the stone balloon? Guys, I don't know if the stone balloon is still open. Go back to our Monday show for that. I don't know if it's still open, but if it is, let's see. Is it still open? Oh, it's permanently closed. Damn it. I just looked it up. When did it close?
This
damn, it closed this year.
No way.
Closed I wonder. 2020.
We gotta look
dude,
into
it closed
this.
In January 4th. That's unbelievable.
Something's up.
The stone I think. Balloon.
I think the Biden crime family had a part
we need
in
the
that.
Stone balloon. Guys, listen, we're going to make the stone balloon great again. We're going to get in touch with these people. Thank you for your years of patronage and loyalty. We have decided not to renew our lease. For a limited time, stone balloon merchandise will be available, but they're done. Happy New Year. The stone balloon. That's so sad. All right. Joe Biden and no, Dr. Jill in her presidential capacity ordered the stone balloon shut down. She's taking it.
I'm telling you, we got to look into this. Terrible. I don't trust it.
Wow. Dude, some breaking reporting here on the show today. How about that? You know, the bar in which Dr. Jill tried to wrestle 50% control over when she cheated on her ex-husband who owned the stone balloon to get with Joe Biden, she literally, I don't know, permanently closed down in the year that, you know, she's at her apex of power. As Biden's become the most incapacitated. Did she harbor that the whole time and said, one day I'm going to shut down the stone balloon? I think so. Nothing's a coincidence, Frankie.
I agree. I couldn't agree more.
Unreal.
Red La Rock.
Wow.
It's unreal.
I'm ready to go. Yes.
All right. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Coming live from New York, it is July 3rd. And, you know, as the RNC convention is upon us, there are many questions about will any of the delegates and the people in power at the RNC, okay, the grifters, the swamp dwellers in our midst, will they try any funny business and games? Here's what I have to say. The country has never been more on the line. The sentencing of President Trump coming up on July 11th creates an unprecedented historic circumstance of which they will try to pull our party and our movement apart when we are on the verge of taking back the country. But unfortunately and shamefully, many Republicans, okay, would rather Biden win and Trump lose, and then get back to having all of their power in darkness in the minority. It's more profitable and it's better for their business. It's a fact. Now, I talked earlier about New Jersey being in play. It is. I talked about how President Trump has taken the lead in the polling in New Jersey. He has. And that is because of the effort of the grassroots. That's because of President Trump's message. Now, unfortunately, the people at the top of the RNC in this state, particularly the National Committee man, have rebuked President Trump every single step of the way. The Chris Christie people are still very much in control in some ways in this state. That's wild. You would say, hey, shouldn't everybody be working to getting Trump to winning New Jersey? Wins New Jersey, so goes New Jersey, so goes the whole country. You would think that. But unfortunately, the games of the Chris Christie, Rhino, Never Trump faction continues to rear its ugly head. And this happens all around the country right now. As we're leading up to the RNC, and we can take no chances because President Trump needs every single person on board and loyal. But as it's happening in New Jersey, it's happening all over the country. I went on Roger Stone's radio show over the weekend to talk about the RNC National Committee man vote, which, again, is a very important position to the RNC. Every state has a national committee man. President Trump personally weighed in on the race. This is what happened. I went on Roger's show to talk about it. Here is that interview. Roll, Frankie.
Welcome back, folks. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Natalie Winters, who is the co-host of War Room with Steve Bannon, about the his plight and the fact that he is swiftly becoming a martyr for this movement. Joining us now is a Trump delegate from New Jersey, a leader in the America First movement in that state, but also the host of Last Call and Mike Crispy Unafraid, both at Rumble. Mike Crispy from New Jersey, welcome to the Roger Stone Show.
Roger, always great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
So I wanted to get you on because we have a development that's extremely disturbing. Donald Trump swept the New Jersey primary, record numbers. He had a crowd of 40,000 people in Wildwood, New Jersey, perhaps the largest or among the largest outdoor political rallies in American political history. But then I was shocked to read that the New Jersey State Republican Committee reelected the Republican National Committee man, longtime associate of Chris Christie, Bill Palatucci, who has in turn said that he will not support Donald Trump when he is legally nominated in the convention in July. What's going on here, Mike?
Well, Roger, it is disturbing and it's disgraceful, quite frankly, because President Trump has the opportunity to turn this state red for the first time since 1988. Recent polling, everybody has seen it. It made headlines everywhere. Trump now is up by one in recent polling in this state. And we have an opportunity, but that opportunity, unfortunately, is being ruined and taken off the rails by these Chris Christie cronies that continue to plague this state. You know, people who know how the inside baseball politics works knows that at the RNC, the National Committee Man and the National Committee Women have a lot of power across the state. They're the people who have votes on RNC leadership and the likes. And in New Jersey, unfortunately to say, Chris Christie's bag man, Bill Palatucci, has been the national committee man here, and he has been absolutely the antithesis to progress that President Trump has made in the state. So there was a reelection for the national committee man post that occurred the night of the debate last Thursday, and President Trump endorsed Don Purdy in South Jersey for the position, America First Patriot through and through. Bill Palatucci was running for the position, and he looked like he was done. However, due to, quite frankly, election fraud, that's what it is, election interference by Chris Christie himself and some of his cronies and allies, the election of the national committee person was taken off the rails, and these insiders played this game. It was a secret ballot, and Chris Christie was doing things that I think, quite frankly, are illegal, offering or looking to help people get judgeships, offering legal work, offering certain types of contracts, basically doing the backroom establishment BS that people are tired of. And in the end of the day, the vote was 22-20 across the state amongst the state committee, and Palatucci prevailed. Roger, it is so disgraceful because the public in this state, the grassroots, want President Trump. They wanted Trump's pick, Don Purdy, but the Chris Christie bagman got back in there. And Roger, as you said, he's not even going to support President Trump at the convention. So what are we doing here?
Very good point. I've written extensively that as a U.S. attorney, Chris Christie essentially bribed a prosecutor with an extremely lucrative conservatorship to give his own brother, Christie's brother, a pass on an insider trading case in which everyone else involved in the case went to jail. So much for Chris Christie's Mr. Clean image. I understand he was personally buttonholing the members of the state committee, making, I think, if what you say is accurate, improper and illegal efforts to elect a man who will not stand up for President Trump. Natalie, your thoughts on this?
I mean, this is the establishment wing of the Republican Party doing what it does best. And I think it goes back to what we've been seeing really all the way to the House, to a lot of these so-called Republicans. They are not lining up to give President Trump the ability to have an effective second, what some would say third, but second term, right? You see whether it's policies that they're pursuing when it comes to things like pandemic trees and these sort of just fiscal deficits that are going to make his ability to rule so much more difficult because he will not have the freedom, or frankly, at least the financial or fiscal freedom, to be able to implement the financial policies that he did in his first term. And I think you sort of see it, it sort of rears its ugly head, right? It becomes kind of the tip of the iceberg when you're dealing with actual personalities, actual people that you can sort of put a face to the name and you see what they're doing publicly. But I think this effort is so much broader and so much more vast, right, than just these, you know, one-off people in certain states. But frankly, I think we should also take a step back and, you know, it's what Mike was saying. How amazing is it that even in states that historically haven't been in play, President Trump is making such resounding victories and just such amazing advancements when it comes to really being able to connect with voters who historically, you know, the Republican Party hasn't been able to. But I think it shows that he represents a different stripe of the Republican Party that this old wing of establishment hacks are not into, are not about. And frankly, it shows you, I think, the disdain that these people have for the MAGA movement, the grassroots types, right? They want the party to be controlled, very similar to the DNC, right? They're envious of the sort of elitist style that the DNC runs, where certain people get to pick who the nominee is and have a lot of influence. The RNC is supposed to be built and function a little bit differently, but I think they're very envious of that sort of authoritarian setup that the DNC has, because they think that they know better, right? They want to be our overlords. They want to make the political decisions, but that is what President Trump stands for, and that's what MAGA stands for, not letting these, you know, establishment Republican hacks get to decide. So shout out and kudos to Mike Crispy. I know you've been leading the charge in New Jersey and everything you guys have been doing there.
Mike, we got about 2 minutes left. What about others in the state who are self-styled Trump supporters? Bill Spadia is running for governor. Has he had anything to say about this outrageous refusal by the new Republican National Committee man to support the nominee of the party, Donald J. Trump?
Well, I got to tell you, Roger, we know one thing that is so important in this party, especially with President Trump's agenda, and that is loyalty. Okay, loyalty is what keeps things together. And it's crazy because the number one man who was helping Bill Palatucci was a man named George Gilmore. George Gilmore was pardoned by President Trump. He would have had a life sentence, pardoned him on his last day in office. And since that time, he's gone on to oppose President Trump's U.S. Senate candidate, Christine Serrano Glassner. And then he was making calls, Roger, for Bill Palatucci. I'm told, I have it on good information, he was making calls and doing a lot of this strong-arming. Now, here's the thing here. There are candidates running for governor, and I think every candidate needs to condemn and disavow Chris Christie, Bill Palatucci, and this behavior from George Gilmore. Bill Spadia is our MAGA guy in the race right now. And Bill Spadia, just in all honesty here, transparency, he has George Gilmore as one of his consultants. Now, he hired him before this Senate thing and the National Committee thing started, but he's on his payroll as his consultant. So Bill Spadia should be leading the charge in condemning and disavowing Christie, Palatucci, and Gilmore. These people, a lot of them owe their careers and their success and their fundraising to President Trump's success. They need to act like it, and it's the only way we're going to win this state in November. They need to be focused on helping President Trump, not their own ulterior objectives. So I think that Bill Spadia, quite frankly, should be on the forefront of that, and everybody else should be too, because we got a chance to win the state, and then we have a governor race next year. The winner of that primary is going to pick the leader of the party, the new NJGOP. It needs to be a MAGA person, Roger. Enough of the rhino games in this state of New Jersey. That should be a red state.
I'm afraid we're out of time here, folks. I want to thank my guest, Natalie Winters, who is the co-host of The War Room with Steve Bannon, and our prayers for Steve in the days ahead. And also Mike Crispy, a Trump delegate and leader of the America First Movement, that wing of the Republican Party in the Garden State. Thank you both so much for joining us. Folks, don't go away. This is The Roger Stone Show, and we'll be right back.
All right, and there you have it, as plain as day. This is what's happening all around the country, guys. Every single state apparatus is in a battle right now. Everybody says they support Trump, but when the rubber meets the road and they're called to support President Trump on something he wants at the state level, they buck him, and then they say, oh, no, but we're still Trump guys. We're still Trump guys. You can't do it anymore. The self-serving party operating in secret is over. You either support the MAGA agenda, what President Trump says, or you are not one of us, period. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. So much more. Do not go anywhere.
Boom. Let's go.
Boom. We are rolling today, Frankie. We are absolutely rolling. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank you all for watching the show. We are having an amazing episode today, and I am so grateful that all of you guys would tune in on this pre-July 4 special report that we got going on. I want to tell you guys about our next sponsor. And frankly, we have a commercial. I'll give you a minute to tee it up. from our friends on over at Armra. So, Frankie, our next sponsor, take it away.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. Skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice. I replaced it all with this Armra colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
If you want to try it, try Armra.com.
And guys, make sure to go to tryarmor.com, go to the website and use promo code LFATV for 15% off your order. You could even have skin as glowing as Mike Crispy's. There you go. All right. And guys, make sure you head on over to MyPillow.com. We talk about the great Mike Lindell and what he's doing. And how about MyPillow, guys? MyPillow, you guys know Mike Lindell is always having big sales, and he has a sale for you all here on the 4th of July, up to 82% off site-wide on so many amazing products. Okay, I'm talking Giza Dream Sheets. I'm talking the dog beds. I'm talking the towels. I'm talking the slippers. I'm talking the beach towels. Everything, guys. New sheets. Come on, upgrade your sheets. When was the last time you had new sheets? Towels. How about towels? We're taking these ratty old towels to the beach. New towels. Get them from Mike Lindell, the most absorbent towels on the face of the earth, okay? So everybody, MyPillow.com, promo code UNAFRAID for up to 82% off your order. And it's such an easy, quick, and efficient way, not only to support the show, like everyone, you know, I say, oh, support the show if you can, donate, whatever, but you get great products, and they're very generous in return with what they give us, with what you buy. Does that make sense? So MyPillow.com, promo code UNAFRAID. All right. Now, guys, also, while you're at it, go to lfatv.us and support this network. I mean, you guys know LFATV is going to the moon. We're just getting started. We have so many amazing, great people that are making this all possible, and so many great monthly donors who support us. So, guys, lfatv.us is the website, and you can go become a monthly donor today. Today. So, let's see what we got in the comments section. We got time on my hands, 67. Crossing state lines, Hunter, has he not been prosecuted for trafficking of women? Any attorney generals ready to do their job now? Let the lawsuits rain down. Let's push justice back into the justice system. Well, I've always said that. I think that, you know, when they started arresting Trump and these district attorneys started doing this, why doesn't a district attorney in a red state go and arrest Barack Hussein Obama? Biden crime family. Dead to rights in many ways, shapes, or form, they literally could do it. I don't know why they don't do it. I mean, it seems like there would be the evidence of it.
I don't
understand.
You know, good for Barack. Good for Barry, Mike. You know, if you think about it, really good for Barry. I mean, this guy literally never had, I mean, imagine Trump was from where there was a chance he may be from another country and people wanted to see that man's birth certificate. Do you think it would just go, oh, it's fine, it's okay? They never, I mean, it's so impressive that that man was able to get out of it. I mean, no, he never had to show it. And we know he didn't have to show it because we know he wasn't born here. But wow.
And impressive. We knew Trump was our guy. We knew Trump was our guy when he was the only one talking about it. And the John McCain's of the world wanted to go, you know, it's no big deal, this and that. Absolutely not. Let's get back in with Frankie and talk about that.
On in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now we're talking about, it's funny, right in the break, we're talking about Barack Hussein Obama, and we're talking about the fact that, you know, back in the day, we had President Trump who was bringing the birth certificate thing. You want to talk about what I'm grateful for in this country as we're in the spirit of July 4th in America. I'm grateful that President Trump came around and sniffed this stuff out way back in the day. He went, where is this guy's birth certificate? He also tweeted back in 2012, you know, most people don't change their names. That's not a very normal thing to do. Barry Sotoro. Who's Barry Sotoro? Oh, that was by Barack Hussein Obama's name before he changed it to Barack Obama. He was Barry Sotoro. Son of an Indonesian billionaire, not a kid from Chicago. And we reported it on the show yesterday. The thing with the Democrat Party is that the Bidens and the Obamas never got along. And now the shoe's on the other foot. Obama's like, do this, this, this. And Jill's like, oh, no, but I'm the first lady. I'm in charge now.
Dude.
What are they going to do? Are they going to Clinton body count Jill Biden? Is that what's coming next? Or literally going to be like, okay, we've had enough. Yes, Frankie.
Yeah, I mean, there's actually, it's like, you know, sometimes I'm just like, you know what, let's see how bad Google is in covering up things. And it's actually funny because at this point, if you just put in Barry Sotoro into Google, the first link is an FEC government document, and it's defendant Barack Hussein Obama, this FEC federal government. Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotoro, a.k.a. Barry Obama, a.k.a. Barack Dunham, a.k.a. Yeah, I mean, this man is a lie. I mean, this is a joke. These are actual court documents where he had to disclose his full name, and he has like six different names in here that he goes by. It's just wild. No one even cares. No one cares. It's right there for everyone to see.
Unbelievable.
It's not even a joke. Yeah,
nobody even questions it.
Crazy.
It's so unbelievable. I mean, it's so unbelievable. Just like the people who claim that there's a guy out there who was an MIT professor who, again, these aren't like wackies. He was an MIT professor. And he claimed with everything that he had that he was the father of Obama's children. That they did not conceive a child together. That he was the father of the children. And then they wiped him from the internet too. He swore up and down. He goes, listen, I was like a high-level sperm donor, and I was the guy. They came to me. I was going to be the dad.
Yeah. And
then they wiped the guy away off the internet.
Dude, yeah. This whole thing, all these court documents I'm actually looking through now that I'm updated on it. This is actually the court document where they were trying to argue that he was not a natural-born citizen and was not eligible for the election. He's got eight freaking names. AKA. Isn't that a red flag enough? Oh, let's just have him biggest office in the world. Yeah, no problem. Who cares? We don't know anything
about
this.
Plaintiff, this is some rant. This is a case. This case is called Gregory Halster versus Barry Sotoro and Joe Biden. And it says that the plaintiff here is a citizen of the United States. Defendant Barry Sotoro is an adult individual, a resident of Illinois, and may be a foreign national with an office address. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, there's too much going on here. Too much going on, too much unknown. We never had the birth certificate. Trump was the first guy. They tried to like dust him off, and then he won, and then they're pissed, and then they got to get him out, and then they try to sabotage his presidency on day one, and he's too popular so they can't kill him, Clinton body count style, because he got too popular, too fast, and they're like, what do we do with this guy? Then they try to lock him up, then they try to stage January 6th, and they try to lock up all his supporters. I mean, they literally try everything they can try. And now I'm worried that they're going to seal it again. I don't know what they're going to do again. Are they just going to, you know, like he's going to win and then they're going to throw the full force of the government to stifle his second administration? I mean, I don't know. Frankie, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just going further into this rabbit hole, and it only gets worse. I mean, it really only gets worse. Obama's, his own Wikipedia page, I mean, I'm looking through, it's like Obama's Indonesia school record in St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Elementary School. Obama was enrolled as Barry Sotoro and was wrongly recorded as an Indonesian citizen and a Muslim. They messed up at the elementary school.
Big mistake, because Mike Crispy in Vanderbilt Elementary School, they accidentally said I was black. Yeah, okay. I mean, what a joke.
Yeah, especially.
He said producer Frankie was a Cherokee.
Yeah, especially when your own actual father is number, you know, top three most wealthy human beings on the planet. Low. So
people don't understand how these people operate. They don't understand how these people operate. When you're that rich, you live in a world that you cannot even fathom. And you can manipulate so many things with your money and influence and power that they literally said, we're going to make this guy the president. We're going to make him. Barack Hussein Obama was a storm foretold. You know, it was 30 years in the making was Barack Obama.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a joke. What a joke. All right, guys, let's take a quick break and then we'll be right back to wrap up the show today. Pre-holiday edition, free-flowing. Do you like it? I like it. Do not go anywhere.
This episode is giving fireside chat vibes. I like it. I don't know. What do you think?
I like it too, Frankie. I like it too. All right, guys, listen. I want to tell you guys about the last sponsor of the show. We haven't talked about him yet, right? iTalker Pro. We haven't done iTalker Pro. Head over to italkerpro.com right now and use promo code. No, we have not. We have not. We have not. Have we?
It's okay. Why not?
I'm Bidening right now. I'm spacing out like Biden. I don't know. Did we do it? Did we not do it?
Let's just
do it
quick.
I can't keep track.
Just in case they forgot.
Go to iTarget Pro, okay? Go with it. It's great. Laser firearm home training system. I definitely did do it. I'm tripping. Laser firearm home training system. Come on. It's the best. Go get it today.
All right, then. That's good.
And there you go. I can't believe it. You know, it's funny, guys. I'll tell you this. We always reset our sponsors at the beginning of the month. You know, so I get like these, I get like, you know, an email from Jeremy or whatever, and I'm seeing what we got as the new sponsors, you know, and I got to tell you guys, here's the one, here's the new one, here's the new one. I'm going to do it right now because I got it. I got it, Frankie. We have nothing for it. You don't even know it's here because I get these emails. Tacrite Night Vision Binoculars.
Let's go.
Wow. Remember the Tacrite Mini Saw?
Oh, yeah.
Mini Saw?
Missed it.
They're back.
I have one.
Tacrite. Didn't you always want to own night vision binoculars, but you didn't get one because how pricey it was? Well, now you can grab one for under $200 from our sponsor, Tacrite. Similar night vision goggles sell for over $4,000 once it is military grade. However, Tacrite was able to make a revolutionary new night vision system. Military night vision requires at least some light to work. Tacrite night vision lets you see even in the pitch darkness. Our viewers can get an amazing one-time discount. You can grab one today. Now, for under $200, just go to the website, TacriteLFA.com. That is TacriteLFA.com. TacriteLFA.com right now. This would make a great gift for anybody who's interested in the outdoors, hunting, the military, or just wants to be able to feel safe at night. Grab yours today. They won't last long. Last time, it sold out in 3 hours counting when we mentioned it. TacriteLFA.com. Go get those night vision goggles. There you go. All right. Frankie.
How it done?
Maybe when you're doing the show in the dark, we could we could produce the show. You could wear the night vision goggles.
Yeah.
How about that, Tech, right? Send Frankie a pair.
I'll end up throwing up. I'll get car sick, I think, probably. But I love it. I love it. Ready to finish it off?
All right. Let's do it.
We're on in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, tomorrow is July 4th. It symbolizes a historic day, the birth of the greatest nation in the history of the world. And you know what? On the eve of this very important day, as we are on the eve of the first time in history where a former president, soon to be president again, is about to be sentenced, okay, in a case that should never have been brought. As we are on the verge of really our country being overwhelmed and overran once and for all for good, I want to still leave you with a positive message. America is the country that has lasted the longest in the history of the world and the most successful for the longest time for a reason. That is because the people who created this country were uniquely brilliant in their time. The Constitution has held the system up. The radical leftists despise the Constitution because without the Constitution, then, well, we would have already gone the way of a European country or Australia or any of these other nations. They look at these countries, the Democrats do, and they envy the systems that don't have the checks and balances that the framers of this country put into place. We saw what the judicial branch did in giving Trump presidential immunity. We see the way the court system and the Supreme Court in many ways acts as a check and a balance on what they're attempting to do to destroy and overthrow the country once and for all. That's what these radical leftists want to do. But although the system isn't perfect, it is still holding up. It's never been tested like this ever, not even close, but it is holding up. So on the eve of July 4th, I am grateful for that. And it is that stuff that inspires me to keep fighting this fight. Frankie, July 4th upon us. Your words on July 4th, Frankie.
You know, I'm just grateful for our man, Alex Jones, who will revive 1776. You missed that. But honestly, it's just I couldn't agree more, Mike. It's been a wild run for the United States, and we just hope that we're happy and our freedoms last through the next presidency, which really just means we need Trump. Because if it's not Trump, I really don't know what we're looking at in four more years. I every day I feel like we lose ground, exponentially. Every day we get further away from norms, and every day it's like this hill just gets bigger and bigger to climb, because every day that we're trying to fix the things that already happened, 10 more things pop in our lap. So I just pray for this election and for our boy Donnie Boy to be back in office. There you go.
100%. Beautifully said there by producer Frankie. Listen, guys, you guys know we've only just begun. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We keep it always unafraid. And like I always say every day, you better believe it. Hear these words clear. America, we're just getting started. We thank you all for tuning in. And see you back live after the holiday.